Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Eric Herzig. He is a political scientist. For the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back Eric Herzig. He is chairman of UNR's political science department. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Always fun.
And so much going on. Where to start? Let's start out with two things about the Senate race in Nevada. One, Dean Heller does an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal where his confidence level seems to have zoomed. Jackie Rosen is fighting battles now on her resume as to what she really did as a consultant, her degrees, where she got them from. Your thoughts?
Bad week for Jackie Rosen. All of that came out. And gee, that's a mistake a candidate should not have made. And it's done in the past, so she can't fix it.
But what about Senator Reid, having picked her, having run her, as a congressional candidate, been there 2 years? Opposition research should be done on your own candidate, not
Absolutely.
Just on the other candidate.
Absolutely. And that was because she was so new and, you know, kind of fresh-faced, naive, whatnot. I won't say you get a pass on that, but sooner or later, any mistake you have in the past will catch up with you, particularly as the stakes go up, and the stakes have gone up quite a bit because she's running for Senate against an incumbent that the Republican Party does not want to lose. I've said all along, money's not going to be a problem in this race. People focus on, well, she's outraising Dean Heller. That's not where the money is important. The money is from outside groups, and that's where this latest attack ad on her. And she's going to be spending so much time now just trying to talk about that, and it deflects away from Dean Heller, who actually should be in a very uncomfortable spot given what the president did and how he kind of goes back and forth whether he's linked to Donald Trump or not. I can see why he's confident.
Well, but it's a big difference, and it goes to a point I've made on this program several times, which comes from Shelley Berkley, which is don't take Dean Heller for granted.
No.
He has not lost an election.
I've said that all along when people would call, particularly from outside the state, well, you know, Dean Heller is like dead man walking. I'm just going, this is a guy who's never lost a race. And you can criticize him for not having firm positions, and he's a pretty boy, that's in his youth, I guess, but all of that together, it's like, people don't dislike him. He doesn't have stands that just kill him.
Most of his career has been a moderate.
Yes, and he became a convenient conservative when he represented CD2. He'll do very well in the North, very well in the rurals, and all he has to do is do well in the South.
I was talking to a prominent Democrat the other day, and she said to me, I was expecting a blue wave. I am no longer expecting a blue wave.
I agree. I wasn't necessarily expecting a blue wave. You could see the pieces coming into place, and you could see why, say, 6 months ago, Democrats were, we're charged up, whatnot. And my voice in the back of my head is going, well, that's great, but you're a long way away from Election Day. Are you going to be able to sustain this? I don't see this blue wave materializing. I don't necessarily see the red wave that some Republicans are now claiming, but you've got lots of money. You have actually strong candidates on the Republican side, and the Democrats are still trying to sort out kind of what's their team focus, so to speak. So,
Eric, the thing that I think is most critical for Jackie Rosen, the thing that might hurt her the most, was James DeHaven's story in the RGJ, where she has no business license and she purports to have had a consulting business. No business license, that looks really bad. But I wanted to ask you about the governor's race and a key thing that's happened there. Lance Gilman, Roger Norman Sr. have taken their support from Laxalt. Now they are supporting Steve Sisolak, the Democrat, for governor, and it has to do with how Laxalt has handled this Sheriff Antonero business during the campaign. And, you know, I think that Lance Gilman and Roger Norman are more politically influential than people might realize. Look at what's happened with those opportunity zones for development. They have been able to, through the governor, through the U.S. Treasury, they've been able to get those opportunity zones for Story County, and I think that shows a lot of political moxie. What do you think about Roger Norman and Lance Gilman of the, you know, Reno Tahoe Industrial Center moving towards Sisolak?
Well, that's an incredibly ugly issue. I mean, but you had a failed recall, and then the guy was reelected, which...
You're talking about Antonero.
Antonero, which made me scratch my head.
Can I just jump in for a second there? I think that was all about negative, negative, negative versus the opposition candidate, positive, positive, positive. I have no idea who Antonero was running against. All I know is how horrible and awful Antonero was.
Yes.
But I never heard word one, because I don't live in Story County, about who the other opponent or the opponent was and why somebody should have voted for them. I think that was the mistake in that race.
I won't disagree with you, because I couldn't tell you who ran.
And we're both in the business.
Business, yeah. And Gilman had, at one level, too big a dog in that fight. I mean, he's on the commission. He clearly has some vested interest. It's like, okay, you needed to back off. Back to the current case of the governor's race. If I'm Robert Eitoven, I'm sure he'll be out talking to all the media, because his boss doesn't talk to the media, and that was snide. He'll be out there explaining how this is all bad, and in fact, the AG's office even took a shot at Lance Gilman, you know, brothel owner, pimp. All that said, I don't think, particularly for Northern Nevada, where Laxalt I don't think is as strong as some people give him credit for. Kind of the reverse of the Dean Heller. Don't take Dean Heller for granted. Don't take the Laxalt name or Laxalt's win as being, he's got the North locked up. Oh, no, he's made a couple of very important enemies, and that's going to trickle down into the business community as well.
Who else beyond?
Well, anybody who's linked to the development, the construction, and whatnot in the...
In the
park. So these are guys with connections.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
sure, that's not going to filter down to everybody, but it is going to get some of the people scratching their head going, no, do I really know this Laxalt guy very well? Well, no, you don't. And, gee, I know these guys. I work with them. They're doing great things for the state. And so it's that was one that if you read Laxalt's staff's commentary, well, they decided on kind of narrow legal grounds, which isn't necessarily wrong, but there's enough there to where I can anticipate some very negative ads coming out about Adam Laxalt linked to a guy with a very checkered record. And then also, we're going to hear about him carrying water for Sheldon Adelson in the gaming board case. And so I'm waiting for some other shoes to drop there.
And it's been interesting. The Laxalt campaign has been funding their own commercials right after the primary. While Steve Sisolak is rebuilding his war chest, it's been AFSCME and the Conservation Fund that's been funding the commercials that are in favor of Sisolak.
And that was the obvious disadvantage that Sisolak was going to have after that contested primary. And this is like, you go back to 2010 when
Sharon Angle
wins, and like the next morning, the Reid campaign is running these ads. It's like a punch in the nose, and she could not respond because she had no money.
Well, not only had no money, but had no campaign.
Right.
I mean, she literally started, it was a volunteer campaign prior to the primary, and then on election day, she was faced with building a campaign from the ground up. There were 6 weeks between the time of the primary and her being able to come back. And by the time that 6 weeks was over, they had already defined her and the race was over.
The race was over. I completely
Despite what was said in the national press about, it's close. No, it wasn't even close.
That was another case. I remember getting called in February before the primary. Reid's a dead man walking. Schumer's measuring the curtains in his office. And I'm like, don't count him out. Okay, and sure enough, it happened.
And by the way, what's interesting about that is the same people that ran Harry Reid's campaign, the agency GMMB, is also running the Sisolak campaign.
Okay. And Sisolak is at a disadvantage right now because he can't respond right away due to the money. Yes, he's being helped by the outside groups. Again, the candidate spending is more important in the governor's race than it is in the Senate race. But the outside money is, these days, that is far more definitive in terms of, and I mean that literally, defining your opponent. And we'll see how it works out.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back more with Eric Herzig after this timeout.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eric Herzig. He's chairman of UNR's Political Science Department.
Well, Eric, we were talking about Steve Sisolak, Adam Laxalt in the Nevada gubernatorial race. Let's cut to the chase. Who do you think is going to win this race, or is it too early to tell?
It's still too early, given Sisolak has to come back, like, round two. As we discussed about a potential blue wave, and so you've got that factor out there.
Doesn't he also have to reach out, or doesn't Chris June Kiliani have to reach out and wrap her arms around him? Otherwise, he is dead in the water in Washoe County.
Well, if Chris G doesn't do that, he's not only dead in the water in Washoe, he's dead in the water in Clark County, and with that kind of Elizabeth Warren wing of the party. That is another, you're exactly right. That has to happen. On election night, she said, oh, yes, I fully back him. Okay, how fully is that? You need to really, activate that base, because if there's going to be a blue wave, it's going to come from the more liberal wing of the party, women, Latinos, and labor. And Sisolak has problems with labor.
He's gone against question three, so that's helped him a bit.
He had some bridges to rebuild there. He needs help from that wing of the party.
You know, who else? Okay, even if Chris G and Sisolak don't come to terms and Chris G doesn't really come out and endorse him, where are these, the Elizabeth Warren faction, where are they going to go? Are they going to vote for Laxalt?
No, they're not going to vote for Laxalt, but they're going to sit out.
Would they just sit out?
We've seen this from the Democrats before. I mean, it's like if various factions within the Democratic Party, they either don't get their way or they don't have the candidate who somehow wakes them up to show up on election day, their turnout can be abysmal. One thing you can say about Republicans is that they show up.
Right.
Whether there's a good candidate or a bad candidate.
Especially in rural Nevada.
Yeah, especially in rurals. I mean, this is how Crescent Hardy became a congressman.
And this is
the accidental legislature of 2015 with all the Republicans from Clark County. I'm not saying that's going to repeat, but the Democrats need, if not a big blue wave, they need a blue, at least a blue current.
Well, the Democrats not coming out, that's how Laxalt won his first race in Nevada, wasn't it?
I would agree. I mean, this is a case where Laxalt's a very flawed candidate. And if the liberal wing of the Democratic Party just looks back, well, I'm mad at Steve Sisolak. I'm just going, Adam Laxalt would be the most conservative governor this state has ever seen. And that includes Jim Gibbons.
Okay, but I have to come back to you and say that you talk about flawed candidates. What more could have happened to Jim Gibbons prior to the election? And he still beat Dina Titus.
Well, there's another very flawed candidate.
Yeah, but she got beaten by her accent. I mean, seriously. Let's take a break. More with Eric Herzig when we come back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both. But more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the chairman of UNR's Political Science Department, Eric Herzig. So here's the big question, which is, as much noise as will come out of the Senate race and the governor's race, maybe the bigger noise is coming out of question three. And you're seeing millions and millions of dollars, not just in Nevada, but across the country in these various energy questions. Now you've got question six on the ballot, and that's going to confuse things even more. How does this play into the whole thing? Because here's the big deal about question three, which is fear factor. Are my rates going to go up if I am, if question three passes, or am I more secure if it fails?
Right now, I would say question three, it's going to pass. You're going to get passed the first time. It's going to make it through the second time. The item that the no people have to say is, yes, your rates are going to go up, and it's going to lead to confusion in the land and whatnot. They've got a real problem, though. They're defending the utility company,
right.
And that's a tough one to defend. Yes, the criticism can be unfair. I'm not going down that path, but it's like, well, you have big utility. And the other side is, well, competition is always good, which is a kind of mindless statement, but people just say it all the time. And so competition, my rates will go down, everything will be great, service will get better. I'm like, it's not that simple. So
yes,
I think
the mindless works in elections.
Absolutely.
Because that's a 30-second soundbite.
Absolutely. So I think three, I don't see the no's. The no's were asleep last election cycle, and now they're fighting from way behind. Six is interesting in that it will confuse people. So we're going to deregulate, but deregulation is going to actually hurt renewables, at least I believe so, but we're going to increase our commitment to renewables. I don't know where that one goes.
What about the possibility of the Nevada legislature having a two-thirds majority of Democrats in both houses in 2019?
I don't see it in the Senate. House or the Assembly could easily be that, which will really be odd. I mean, if you're looking, I'm looking at, we're talking about predictions. It's like Laxalt could easily win this. Dean Heller could easily win this. But yet, when you get down to the, in a sense, the next level down the ballot, Democrats win various assembly seats and House seats because they could easily take back four or keep four, keep three. As a political science one, Eric, people don't vote like this down the ballot. You generally go more straight party line. I'm not seeing that necessarily shape up in Nevada.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the Democrats are as split, if not more so, than the Republicans have been over the last several years. And so you have this major split in the party, and they're not able to enunciate what their position is as a party. I mean, it's very confusing at a time when you would think that they would have the most strength with the president on the Republican side being who he is and what he's doing, that would give all power to the Democrats. No, they're just fighting in their own house.
Well, as I said earlier, the Democrats have to figure out what their team strategy is, and they don't have one. So now it relies on individuals. They have one strategy. We don't like Trump. Well, I don't know how far that goes. We keep hearing, defining moments for Trump and how it's going to turn. I don't see that
happening. It's the economy, stupid, right?
You've got an economy. I think the Democrats have a losing issue on immigration. Particularly, all the Republicans have to do is turn up the more strident voices on the left. We're going to get rid of ICE. No, don't go there. I'm agreeing with you. There's not a coherent message from the Democrats.
And that's where we have to leave it. Eric, come back many times before the election, sir.
Thank you.
Be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We have an archive of over 10 years worth of shows. Plus, you can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.